Tuesday afternoon and evening are dedicated to House Bill 225. Senator Gary Romine of Farmington is the handler. He says this measure would modify provisions relating to workforce development.
This program is designed for those that are 25 years or older or have been out of the education for more than 2 years.
Workforce development is one of the governor's top priorities for this session. During floor dialogue, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur voices her opposition to an attempt to add what supporters call Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, or ESAs, to the proposal.
It's set up so the money doesn't come directly into general revenue. It goes out through tax credits.
House Bill 225 has been set aside for future talks with 2.5 weeks left in session. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.